History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I know that the coaches stay and tweak things and then look over film and decide we need to do better or change, and then we implement that and roll from there.
Is it a comfortability? Is it the way that the week is handled? I mean, I know you don't have the perspective of eight other organizations, but, you know, what it seems like something's going right here that doesn't go right everywhere else.
I mean, that's just what you just said, the preparation and communication with everybody over the bye week, and then coming back in, and is it time for us to get away? But we come back in the building, it's focus and in the details. So.
Describe the feeling like when you come back in. What is that like?
It's like the first day of school again, especially for me. I haven't played in both.
Spencer's back.
Hey.
He's back.
But it's like the first day of school almost. Like all your friends are back, and you know, you get to talk about your bye week and hang out for a couple of days. Like, we came in and worked out Monday, so we got to be around each other, and Tuesday's off, and then Wednesday come back in the building. So it's just good to get around the guys.
How much did the week help the ankle?
How's that?
How much did the week help the ankle?
A ton. You know, I just kicked my feet up. Was in here the whole week doing rehab. Training staff did a great job. Today was a testament to that, and we'll keep it rolling.
What is it like this week getting ready for a Niners team where Nick Bosa may or may not play? How much different is the preparation when you've got a guy on the other side that you're not sure if you're actually going to face him?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going or not, but with his oblique, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if he is or not, but my preparation is that he is, and if he isn't, well, we prepared for that, and we'll go from there. But we got a good defense, good coach, the other team getting healthy again, C-Mac back, and I don't know about Purdy, but prepare for them like they're playing, and if they're not, then
Does it change, though? Like, if Bosa was healthy and knew he was going, how much different is the preparation this week not knowing that, as opposed to if you knew that guy was going to play?
I don't think it'd be a difference.
Mm-hmm. What makes Josh so successful on those fourth and short plays, whether it's off tackle or right up the middle?
Yeah, I think you can run it or throw it with Josh, and then also just his, you know, I'll just do what I want and figure it out. And that's another part of his game. But we have a 6'5", 240-pound quarterback that can pick up 3 yards falling forward. It helps all of us out.
You guys have gotten really successful at that, push or sneak or whatever you want to call it. When that's called, how do you guys feel as linemen for that?
And, well, for me, it's pretty easy. For the left side, not so much. But, I mean, I just line up like, okay, let's just get this yard. Let's get 2 yards. I mean, it's never a doubt in my mind that we're not going to get it. But you have to ask the left side on that. They carry the brunt of the load for sure.
Talk about this Niners defense. What is about them? I mean, they've been pretty good across the board against pass, against bat run. Yeah. You know, what is it that they do well?
They have a good D-line up front, big boys, and their edge rushers are good. They, you know, affect the quarterback, but if you have a good D-line, if they do, and then you have all-pro linebacker with Fred Warner in the backfield helping out, they're pretty solid up front. So just key on the front seven and do our job and schematically take care of it and see where we go.
Going back to Nick for a second, what kind of impact can he have? Assuming he plays, you know, how does he change the game when he's on the field?
Yeah, any pass rusher can do it, especially high level like him. Just being able to affect the game with just him by himself. You know, you affect the passer, you affect the game, and then eventually the outcome. So we'll see if he can go or not. Hopefully he can. I look forward to it. He can wreck the game for sure.
Put him up
there with Crosby, with the Micah Parsons, with Danielle Hunter, with Myles Garrett, all those guys that can, you know, just take the game over by themselves. So I hope to see him out there, but if not, we'll keep going.
What is it about him that makes him so tough?
He's just super strong lower half, can turn the edge. Just a super intelligent player as well. He's been doing it for a while, and you can tell that with him and Joey both. So he's a good challenge for sure.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.